Master training is a very special training. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Master training is a very special training. We all think of master training as being something special. We think of it being under the auspices of individuals who are very highly skilled in some art or some craft or some philosophical understanding. We are always looking for people who can be teachers to us in this field of mastercraft. And, to tell the truth, there is no one who can teach us how to be a master. There's no one who can show us the way to being a master. There's no one who can open the doorway of our inner consciousness, which is only we can do, to find that genius that we are. Now, many of us would like to follow the paths of great people, the paths that they have trod to find wisdom, understanding, to find genius. And for some of us, that might be a happy experience. But mostly, because every single person on the face of the earth is different from the other person. We do have certain basic qualities that keep us as a united being, a united people. It's our humanity, or I'd like to say it's our divinity, but it's our humanity. And it's our humanity that gives us a compatibility that we can live together with one another. Because as long as we're all human, as long as we live by the human code, we can live a reasonably happy life. And living a reasonably happy life is about what most of us expect out of this type of world. We don't expect anything more than living a happy life. And because we don't expect anything more than living a happy life as human beings, we seldom get no more than living a happy life as human beings. We seldom go much further than that. We seldom go into a deeper realm of understanding and awareness. Are there those who go into that deeper realm of understanding and awareness? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, by the billions. And these people who go into that deeper understanding, that deeper awareness, we look at them and we call them geniuses. We look at them and we call them outstanding. We look at them and we call them masters. We look at them and we call them very special people. Now, by and large, as we look at these people, do we feel that they are superior to us? Do we feel that they are doing things that we could never do? Or are they expressing some sort of a magic that we have not yet cottoned on to and we'd like to? Oh, how much we'd like to check on that magic that makes it one person a genius and another person an ordinary person. But what is it that makes a genius? Within many people, within all people really, stands the power of the genius. Within all people stands the power of the magic of their inner soul. All these people have the same possibility. But what is it that makes a genius from another person? What is it that makes a genius out of an ordinary person? The genius is one who is not limited by what the world is like. The genius is one who does that unspeakable thing. The genius dreams his dreams and lives his dreams and realizes his dreams, and in so doing he is then called a genius. Whenever we do this, we too are called geniuses. maybe with little things, maybe with big things. But we're called geniuses because we have a vision. We have the opportunity to look at our own inner self and see something very special there. Now, we look at someone like Steve Jobs, who has worked with Apple and made it into a respectable organization, always with the highest regard, never putting anybody down, always standing for what he believed. Now, there are many who felt he didn't go far enough, many who felt that he should have stepped in with many other aspects of the known wisdom and used them in his products. But he did not. He had a dream, he had a vision, and this vision was given to him perhaps by his co-workers and supported by his co-workers. But as he had this vision, he dreamed his vision to the degree that he could dream his vision. He did not step beyond his ability, and because he did not step beyond his ability, what he did was magic. He did with computers what everyone would love to do. He made computers so attractive that people wanted to own them just because they're beautiful. Other companies made computers that were just as good, just as wonderful, but Steve did something to put magic in them. He made them something that everybody wanted to have because they were so beautiful, so very beautiful. But he did something else. He went into the computer and he found what it was that made the other computers crash so often, what it made other computers mess up so often. And he caused his computers to have a program in it which kept it from crashing, which kept it from getting out of sync and out of focus. Now, if you would look at each little item that Steve worked with, you would see that they were quite ordinary. They were quite magical, but ordinary. He wanted to make a computer case, the casing of the computer, so that none of the screws would show. He wanted to show none of the edges would show, that it would look like one piece. And he's done that with the new aluminum bodies that he's created. But he wanted to do this because this was something magical. This was something of his soul speaking to him. Something of his inspiration speaking to him. Oh, perhaps the idea was promoted by one of his staff members. Perhaps the idea was put together by a core of people, and he was more like just taking the credit for it. But that's not the point. His overall vision of what he wanted and what he got were so beautiful that not just one item, not just the iPod, the iPad, the iPhone, the iMac, the AirBook, the computers that he has developed, the MacBooks and the MacBook Pro, are such a variety and such a magnificence that everybody wants to own them. Then he did a magical thing too. He gave them to all the schools at no charge. He gave them to all the schools so that the school children would grow up using Apple. And as they left school, they wanted to use Apple more because they were familiar with it and they were geniuses on it. Oh, other companies did other grand and wonderful things too, but the Apple symbol, when you see that on the back of the computer that's open, and you see it in the movies, and you see it on the desks of many big businesses and many large industries are taking over. This is genius. It's not that any one thing stood forth as a genius, but it says all of them were put together and all of them were brought together, and he just worked as a genius consciousness. And he became very wealthy. Unfortunately, he developed an illness, but he didn't work on that illness with the same dedication that he did on his creative imagination with the computer. He became so one-pointed, he forgot to take in all other points, including his health. We oftentimes do that. Geniuses oftentimes do that. Great artists, they forget to eat. They forget to take care of their body. They forget to take care of their life. And they die young, oftentimes, and their paintings, their geniuses in art, do not become greatly sought after until after their death. And whoever holds title to their property becomes very wealthy after their death. Well, now, these people could have the same experience as they go along. They could live a balanced life. They could live a balanced world. They could live with sufficient food, with sufficient everything that goes into making a harmonious life. We sometimes cease to recognize that the geniuses were geniuses step by step. But their step by step was sometimes just so one-pointed, and it was so uninclusive of good health and uninclusive of living with a harmonious world, that they missed out on many of these things, and they could have done it very well. But the real genius is who finds love in doing what he's doing. He finds joy in doing what he's doing. He finds peace in doing what he's doing. And he realizes that his world is very special. His world is very spectacular. And his world is one that everyone admires and everyone delights in. Now, his personal life could be that way too. Steve Jobs' personal life, as we understand it, was rather good, just like Bill Gates became rather famous and rather wealthy, and his personal life was kept out of any nonsense, and he became just a magical man in every possible way. There are only two of the geniuses, but there are many more, and we can see them all about us. But what I would like us to be able to do is to realize that expressing genius is done step by step, just one little action at a time. And it is a thing that you and I each can do. Each one of us has within us some magical genius. Now, who would have ever thought making pretty computers was an action of a genius? Well, it was. Who would ever think that making computers that were crash-free was the action of a genius? Well, my goodness sakes, it certainly was. Who would ever think that making a computer that had no screws showing on the outside was the action of a genius? Like a great artist, an artist who had a dream in his mind, a picture in his mind, and he brought it forth. You and I, we each have dreams that we can bring forth and we will bring forth. We each have many, many wonderful ideals, many wonderful things that would point to us and say that we're a genius if we would just let go and do it. And letting go and doing it means whatever turns us on, we go and fly with it. Be yourself and have fun. That's such a significant statement, such an important statement, and such a wonderful statement. So be yourself and have fun. And as you're yourself and have fun, you'll notice that in master training, you're in charge. You're in charge of how you're going to apply your genius. You may not know what it is right now, but if you're being yourself and having fun, you can be sure that already you're expressing who that genius is within you. So keep it up. And as you keep it up, watch how wonderful your world is now, and how even more wonderful it is as you reveal that genius within you in all the days and ways of your life. That's who you are, and that's what it's all about. Have a very lovely, special, wonderful day, knowing as a master you're a genius, and as a genius, you're not changing anything, you're just being all that you are right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.